A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Rosh Hashanah Chaf Gimel, Rosh Hashanah 23a, pagination 45, towards the bottom of the page, about 13 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, Aleph Reish, Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Shita Vishita, every tree, Shenatlu Nachnum Mirushalayim, that the non-Jews took from Yerushalayim, by way of destroying it, they took away trees. Hashem is going to return the trees to Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, etein ba midbar eretz shita. Hashem is going to place in the midbar, in the desert, in the place that became devoid of trees, cedar trees, very powerful, big, respectable trees. The Ein Midbar Ela Yerushalayim, and when it says desert, it's referring to Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Tzion Midbar Hayasa. Tzion became a desert. And the promise that Rabbi Yochanan is describing is that Hashem will replace it and make it once again populated in a beautiful way. But Amar Rabbi Yechanan taught, Kala lomid Torah ve'eno malamda, anybody who learnt Torah but doesn't teach it, Doma lahadas bamidbar, is like a hadas, like a fragrant myrtle, but it's bamidbar, it's in a desert, there's no one there to enjoy it, to appreciate it. Ike da Amri, others say, Kalalomi Torah umelamda, a person who learned Torah and teaches it, b'makom she'ein talmud chacham, in a place that before he came was devoid of Torah scholars, domala hadas b'midbar, it's like a hadas in the midbar, d'chaviv, because it's very dear, because it's rare and special and appreciated. Now, what connection does this Gemara have with the previous one, other than they're both from Rabbi Yochanan? So that's something I'd like to get to in a few moments. But for now, the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan is that trees were removed from Yerushalayim and Hashem promises to replace them in a beautiful way. And a second statement from Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a comparison of a Talmud Chacham, a person who learned Torah, to a Hadas in the Midbar. And it's a concept, an analogy that can be taken in different directions. If it's a person who's not teaching, so we say he's like a Hadas in the Midbar that no one can appreciate, because he's not giving off from that fragrance. A different approach, though, is if he's in a hadas, he's a hadas in the midbar, so then it's very dear, it's special, it's treasured because it's rare. And that's the Talmud Chacham in a place where he's teaching and there's no one else that is teaching, so he's appreciated. Continuing on the last small line, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan said, and this should help us appreciate the two previous Gemaras better. Oy lohem la'ovdei kochav. Woe to the Oved Kochavim, to the oppressors, to the non-Jews who caused so much destruction to Yerushalayim. She'ein lehem takana. There's no way to fix the kind of destruction that they did. She'nemar. I'll give you an example. The pasuk says, Tachas hanechoshes avi zahav, in place of the copper, I'll bring gold. In other words, Hashem says, I'll rebuild it better than it was before. So that in a certain way, the destruction that they did is not noticed. It actually turned out better this way. Fatachas habarzel avi kesef. And in place of the metal, I'll bring silver. Fatachas o'etzim nechoshes. And in place of the wood, I'll bring copper. V'tachas ha'avon and barzel, and in place of the stone, I'll bring metal. Tachas Rabbi Akiva v'chaver of my mevi'im, but in place of Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues who were killed, I can't bring anything to replace them. In other words, in many cases, we can replace it in a better way, and when times are favorable and Hashem is benevolent, He'll replace it in such a way that you don't even notice the destruction. And how harsh could we be if the destruction is no longer noticed? It ended up turning out good. And to a degree, it's a takana. It fixes what was done. But when it comes to Rabbi Akiva, you can't upgrade. There's no upgrade. Rabbi Akiva is already the greatest. Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov, that you destroyed them, that's unforgivable. V'aleim u'omer, and regarding that, the pasuk describes, v'nikesi damam lo nikesi, to atone for their blood, there is no atonement. So we now have in front of us three Gemaras. The first Gemara is that trees will be replaced. The second Gemara is that a Talmud Chacham is like a Hadas in the Midbar, with different approaches what that means, but he's like a Hadas in a desolate place. And the third Gemara is that Hashem's goal is to take the destruction that was brought by evil people and do good with us, to the point that one turns around and one doesn't make quite such an issue anymore of the terrible destruction, because we've been elevated beyond the destruction to the point that we don't harp on it. We're able to see some level of, if not goodness, but takana. It's been fixed. It's good now. Even if the destruction is not something that was good, but we're good, we're okay, we've settled. It's better for us now than it was before. Except for Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov, which is not rectifiable. It's a destruction that's just simply going to remain unatoned for what they did. This concept that Hashem is looking to replace the destruction and make Yerushalayim once again so beautiful is perhaps what that middle Gemara is referring to when it describes the Talmud Chacham as a Hadas. The first Gemara says trees will be replaced. The third Gemara is describing each thing will be upgraded greater than what it was earlier. And perhaps the middle Gemara is describing people in Yerushalayim before it's truly rebuilt, but they're there, they're trying to rebuild it, they're trying to make it good, and they are participating in this rebuilding of Yerushalayim. So the Talmud Chacham is compared to a Hadas. So if you have a Hadas that is not teaching and is not moving things forward, so that he's like a Hadas Bamidbar, it's desolate, and we're very proud of him, but no one's there to appreciate, and he's not impacting anything. But Ika de Amri, let's read the words again. Kalalome Torah umalamda b'makom she'en Talmud Chacham. A person who's a holdout, so to speak. He tries to teach Torah in a place where it's desolate of Talmidei Chachamim. You know, like Yerushalayim after the Churban. Doma la hadas b'midbar. He's like the hadas in the midbar. He benefits those who are there, and he's moving forward Hashem's plan to rebuild Yerushalayim. D'chaviv, it's very dear. We should be zochet to the time when Hashem truly rebuilds Yerushalayim in the way He promised, in the most beautiful way. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.